Eileen, I have a question for you.
Okay. I suppose I could ask what it is.
Well, this is a question that I'm sure you get asked from time to time, and pretty much every Alexander teacher comes up against at some point. A student or a prospective student wants to know, what sort of certification do you have to teach, or what are your qualifications to teach? Why don't you tell people as best you understand the situation, what the current situation is with that?
Well, you know, oddly enough, I am just never asked that.
Really?
Not never asked the question.
They take one look at you and they realize what? There's no way this woman's going to have a certificate of any kind.
but really, truly, I am
That's
not
sad.
Asked that. You know, and in fact, I don't think I'm asked that for university jobs or anything. I do give it, you know, for those kind of things, they have a bio for a resume.
Right.
But it's not that. But yeah, I'm really not asked that for other things, for, you know, other events when I work with Cirque du Soleil. They never
asked
me.
Well, if someone asked you, what is the nature of Alexander Technique certification, what would you say?
Well, it's an interesting thing because there is no, is it called a copyright? There's no copyright on the name.
Yeah, no trademark on the name.
And anyone can say they're an Alexander teacher.
Yep.
So there's really no way of knowing unless you ask someone what their background is. And then it's a challenge because you know, not if you were a prospective student and you didn't know anything about the technique, you wouldn't know what would be needed or, you know, what would be the most effective training to have.
So let's tell our listeners how they can at least find out if a prospective teacher is actually certified by a professional organization.
Well, there are two professional organizations in the U.S., and one is the one that's affiliated with the Society of Teachers of the Alexander Technique in England, mm-hmm. and the other mm-hmm. organizations that have sprung from that, the original Alexander organization, and that's called the American Society of Teachers of the Alexander Technique, and the acronym is AMSAT,
AMSAT, yeah.
And the website is Alexander.
We'll put all the websites on the thing.
And
full disclosure, we're both members of AMSAT, right?
We are, and then
we're also members of the other one.
Of the other organization, which is called Alexander Technique International.
Right, and we're members of that as well.
Yes. And to be a member of AMSAT, you have to have graduated from an approved, a course approved by AMSAT training course, which a traditional training course that started out in Alexander's early days was a 3-year training, and now it is pretty much traditionally 3 years, 5 days a week, 30 weeks a year, mm-hmm. for three and a half hours a day, and there can't be any more than 5 students to every 1 trainer. So if there are 10 people in the class, there have to be 2 trainers, or 15, there have to be 3. Mm-hmm. So it's a very small teacher-student ratio, very concentrated, mm-hmm. So that's it's required to be a member of AMSAT that you have to have had that kind of training or something similar,
right.
Even if it wasn't an approved course,
right.
If you had this kind of small teacher-student ratio training in not just in the Alexander Technique, in teaching the Alexander Technique, mm-hmm. a training and teaching, and you had 1,600 hours of training and teaching, which is what the traditional 3-year program amounts to,
right.
then you can also apply to AMSAT.
I think we don't want to get into huge detail because you can go to the AMSAT site and they'll tell you all of this. But there is AMSAT. There's another organization in the U.S.,
Alexander
Technique International, that has a somewhat different framework. And then there are other organizations in other countries. Some of them are affiliated with the stat, some are not. Apparently in England now there's a whole kind of explosion. But there are all sorts of courses now under different umbrellas. But the main thing is, if you want to find out if a particular teacher, you should ask a teacher, if you're interested, what societies they're members of, and look them up, and see what kind of training they've had. So I think it's pretty, but I think it's also probably we have to say that there are some teachers who either have not, who are eligible to be in a society but have chosen not to.
That's true.
And there are quite a few of them.
Have a lot of experience and are excellent.
Some of them have a ton of experience. And then there are some other teachers, I don't think a large number, but there are a few teachers who are not in any of these things who are excellent teachers, who have trained in ways that don't slot into the standard Alexander Technique teacher training model. And some of them are good. Some of them are excellent. And honestly, looking at a teacher's qualifications is a useful thing to do if you're at all concerned. But the proof's in the pudding. And
I would say also, there also are people who are not that good or probably have hardly any training in the Alexander Technique that are saying, I've heard of many of them that are saying they're teaching the Alexander Technique. Maybe they had one or two group classes and they teach something else.
Yeah.
Or maybe they even had a group class for a year or something and they teach something else and they say, well, yes, I know Alexander, so I'm also teaching that in this.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. That's problem.
Not that uncommon, actually.
I sort of repressed that problem, but that usually occurs in a connection with someone who's teaching something else,
right?
And then they're adding Alexander. So it could be in a music school, or it could be in a dance thing, or it could be
massage,
or whatever. And usually, I would say, if someone is saying that, and you look up, and they really haven't had any training, any professional Alexander training, I would say it's probably more likely that whatever they do will be worse because of their attempt to integrate Alexander. Maybe not. That might be a little harsh. Certainly.
Well, a lot of times these people say they are teaching Alexander.
Yeah, they're definitely
Alexander in their course about all kinds of other things.
Right, and sometimes they have really strange ideas of what the technique is.
And really, it's really helpful to have the hands-on experience of Alexander and to have it from somebody who has training.
Exactly. So do we have anything else we want to add to this?
Not right now.
Okay, so that's the end of this conversation.